Buffalo's big afternoon sound, the Danny Neverett Show.
Hey, my wife took my T-Bird away. Yay, yay. And I'll be driving a Pontiac Tempest. Oops, can I say that now? What's the next commercial? Yes, we're safe. Whenever I say that, we always have a different commercial. Oh, boy. Okay, this is KB Buffalo, the Never Program. It's 7 minutes till 6 o'clock. It's Settlers' Big Record of the Week.
My heart belongs to only you.
And only 69 cents all this week at all three Settlers Record Departments, 998 Broadway, Settlers Boulevard Mall, and Thruway Plaza. Be a winner to join Settlers Record Club. Be eligible to win top LP records. Club membership absolutely free. Get your card now. One of today's lucky winners of the Settler Record Club is Beverly Zimmerman. Congratulations, Beverly. Get your free album at the nearest Settlers Record Department.
Congratulations, Beverly Zimmerman. It's 6 minutes before 6 o'clock on the Nevereth program. And see the heavyweight championship of the world on giant theater screens. Sonny Liston versus Cassius Clay tomorrow night at 10 o'clock at the Century Theater. All seats are $6. Tickets now on sale at the box office for tomorrow night's heavyweight championship fight. Sonny Liston and Cassius Clay, Century Theater. We'll see you there.
It's the Giant. It's the KBG Club. And it's ready to go. On the Danny Neverett Show.
I got $15.20 and a number to call. That's 227-19. It's worth $15.20. If that's your number, call us at 223-1520. Call right now, Booby, and you'll win the money. $15.20 worth.
Remember, if that KBG Club member wins the jackpot, we start again with $15.20 next time. Write for your free membership today. Send a staff self-addressed envelope to WKBW Radio, Buffalo, New York.
5 before 6. One we like an awful lot. We'll dedicate this to all our listeners down in Maryland. It's Baltimore.
My shirt is ragged and my pants are tore. I...
Want to run a car?
I don't care.
Call Hertz.
I got to get back. Going to Baltimore.
Or Avis.
Getting back.
Or me. It's 3 minutes before 6 o'clock in the Nevereth program from KB Buffalo. It's 20 degrees in our time. Trying to get a non-aggression pact signed between Joey Reynolds and the Beatles. We're trying to bring peace and prosperity between them and happiness and understanding. Because after all, that's what we need in this world of ours. That's what we need. We need the Beatles and Joey Reynolds. We need the Beatles and Joey Reynolds for our world. Boy, when I said world, I just want to say that we got them. I mean, after all, I mean, what a problem that is. So listen tonight at 7 as I attempt to have Joey Reynolds sign a peace settlement with the Beatles. It's 2 minutes till 6. Samuel Davis Jr., number 14 on the list.
In this cold world.
Sammy Davis Jr. in the shelter of your arms. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock, KB Radio, Good Time, and the Nevereth program.
Love Adventure?
Then stay here for the adventures of Charlie Chew on WKBW Radio, Buffalo, New York. People out there who normally join us at this time, who cannot hear KB Radio up until this time. They listen to the last hour of the program. Gee, you missed a great show today. We had the Beatles here in person. They were all here, and they were singing, and they were playing records, and we were interviewing them and everything. Oh, you really missed it. Oh, that's a shame. Well, maybe tomorrow. You never can tell. They might stop back. It's time to check the ski report.
Operation Snowflake calling.
From KB Winter Alert Sources, here's the latest ski report.
And this Operation Snowflake Ski Report is brought to you by A. Shell and Gusky & Son, makers of real old-fashioned good Shelly brand meat products. Emery Park reports 2 inches of new snow, excellent ski conditions till 9:30 tonight. Glenwood Acres with an inch of new snow, excellent conditions, 7 till 11 skiing tonight. An inch of new snow at Kissing Bridge, good conditions. And they'll ski from 7 till 10 tonight. Holiday Valley reports 1 inch of new snow, good to excellent conditions. And they ski 9 in the morning or 4:30 in the afternoon. Snow Ridge and Turn, New York, no new snow, good conditions. Skiing 9:30 till 4:30. Poverty Hill, very good. Grustle, good. Skiing from 10 in the morning till 4:30.
Shelly brand meat products, really grand meat products. Old-fashioned good by Shell and Gusky. Famous over 60 years for finest quality. Shelly brand meat products, really grand meat products. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it's old-fashioned Shelly brand.
For a delicious dinner when you're hurried, try Shelly brand wieners with pork and beans and tomato sauce. Spoon pork and beans on cleaved buttered buns. Slit Shelly brand wieners lengthwise and arrange open side up on the beans. Broil slowly on a baking sheet until the wieners are brown. And figure at least 2 Shelly brand wieners per serving. Everybody loves their old-fashioned goodness. Get Shelly brand wieners, skinless or in natural casings, at your favorite store. Shelly brand.
Shelly brand meat products, really grand meat products. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it's old-fashioned Shelly brand.
And for the latest ski information anytime, day or night, simply call me at home. No, simply call this number, TT30733. Lovely gal by the name of Linda Lloyd.
Yeah,
she's gonna love that guy. Yeah.
Gonna show that guy, love that guy.
Gotta love that guy. That's the sound of Little Lloyd marching in with us. I don't know what they are, termites or something or other. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock in the evening. The Dragon Ladies were out today. They were out giving away fortune cookies. They gave away so many fortune cookies to the Dragon Ladies when they came back to the station. They were really dragging. Believe me, it's 20 degrees in our town.
KB fortune cookies are here.
Right. Starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sattler stores with free KB fortune cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB kooky fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sattler's with KB fortune cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for a kooky fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB fortune cookies are here.
This is the Dan Heverith Show, home of the double gong, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night you'll hear the gong sound for the heavyweight championship of the world on giant theater screen.
In this corner, weighing 245 pounds.
Why do those ring announcers always sound the same? They always say,
in this corner, weighing
30. They had to come out and say,
ladies and gentlemen, over on this side of the ring, I would like to introduce Sonny Liston. And on the other side of the room, I'd like to introduce Kathy.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, when the gong strikes at the Century Theater, all seats are $6. Tickets are on sale at the box office. What is it? No, we didn't have a cleaning lady all week. Did you see that? It's terrible. Well, we had chicken and ribs and old papers and things. I know. You weren't here last week, were you? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Oh, jeepers. I'm very, very sorry. No. Oh, jeepers. Very sorry. Well, this is our weekend mess. This is from Freddie eating chicken and all that stuff. Yeah. Right. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. WKBW, good time. The raindrops sing. Right already, and up in that bow bow whoop whoop and all that jazz. Stand by for news with John Zach coming up in just 1 minute after we tell you about some great new shoes.
Saturdays are for living. Saturdays are for you.
ladies are dynamite. And with that devilish T-strap and that little pixie of the heel, they drive men wild. Saturday Eve in five colors. Only $3.99. Only at Tom McCann.
Saturday.
It's 16 degrees in Buffalo. John Sack reporting on behalf of the Air Force Reserve. Communist Cuba was formally accused today before the Organization of American States of actively promoting subversion throughout the hemisphere and committing political aggression against Venezuela. The charges were made by a special OAS fact-finding committee made up of the U.S., Argentina, Costa Rica, Uruguay, and Colombia. A request also was made for an early meeting of hemispheric foreign ministers to consider possible economic and diplomatic sanctions against the Castro regime. On the racial news wire, Negro students made another unsuccessful attempt to integrate an all-white restaurant at Princess Anne, Maryland today. Demonstrators broke out for the third straight day. The students later returned to their campus and flung themselves in front of state police cars to prevent the arrests of two demonstrators. The owner of the restaurant swore out two warrants on grounds that the demonstrators deliberately broke his front door when he refused to serve them. One student later replied, "One of the men outside opened the door to let us out, and it wasn't broken when we left." KB News zeroes in on Dallas, Texas. The defense of the Jack Ruby murder trial at Dallas received a setback today when the Texas Supreme Court rejected a demand that jurors who saw the slaying of Lee Oswald on television be disqualified. Defense attorney Melvin Belli, who was trying to get the case out of Dallas, said his request was a move to stop the trial. The number of jurors selected as the Ruby trial began its second week rose to three today when Mrs. Mildred McCollum joined Max Causey and Alan McCoy. The 40-year-old mother of six, who was a member of the Assembly of God Church, said she had no qualms about capital punishment. The owner of a Kankakee, Illinois hotel today said he is uncertain as to how many guests were in the three-story building when it burned to the ground today. Pete Barbie said the 24 permanent guests have been accounted for, but there may have been six or eight unregistered transients in the hotel. In New England, ice in a river near Epping, New Hampshire, has been dynamited to allow skin divers to join in the search for an 8-year-old missing boy. Officials say footprints found in the riverbank might be those of young John Pennington. In the weather today, a near blizzard has hit the northern Rockies, while another cold wave has hit the southeast. The Weather Bureau at Denver, Colorado, predicts parts of Oklahoma, Montana, and Wyoming are in for severe snow and falling temperatures. Back in the White House, President Johnson today said he is hopeful for help from AFL President George Meany in getting his union to respond in breaking the deadlock over loading wheat for Russia. However, the White House said this does not mean Meany has changed his stand that half of the wheat should go in U.S. ships. Well, Republicans have again kept the administration's farm bill from being considered on the Senate floor. If the bill is not brought up in a day or two, it might be too late for it to affect this year's crops. The civil rights bill may be next in line for Senate consideration with today's delay in debating the farm bill. KB Newsman Jim Randolph in Washington has the story.
Senate delay in bringing up the farm bill may hinge on almost immediate consideration of civil rights. Some want civil rights to have quick priority, but leadership strategy could be to introduce the civil rights package, then lay it aside for voting on the farm program. Senator Jack Miller, Iowa Republican, thinks the farm bill can wait. After he'd objected to taking it up by unanimous consent, he gave this explanation.
The reason is, of course, that we haven't had a chance to study this bill. It just came out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And I think we ought to realize that this is a cotton wheat bill. It came over from the House as just a cotton bill. It was thoroughly debated over in the House as a cotton bill. But now they've hung on a wheat part to this bill, and this is the part that I'm concerned about.
Senator Jack Miller, Republican of Iowa. This is Jim Randolph, WKBW News, Washington.
Finally, actor Rex Harrison's role as Caesar in Cleopatra has won him an Oscar nomination as Best Actor of the Year. His wife, Rachel Roberts, also was nominated for her part in This Sporting Life, making it the first time both a husband and wife have been nominated since 1932. The weather in a moment.
If you're a veteran, your help is needed now. Former soldiers, sailors, Marines now have the same opportunity as ex-airmen. Recently reorganized Air Force Reserve units need men with all types of training and skills. you'll find that the Air Force Reserve may have a worthwhile job which only you can fill. And whether or not you ever were a member of the Reserve Forces, you'll find things different in the new Air Force Reserve. In Western New York, you'll find the Air Force Reserve Recovery Squadron waiting to hear from you to fill its ranks. Telephone NF45233. That's NF45233. Or write to Air Force Reserve, 245 Cayuga Road, Buffalo 25, New York.
The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour, fair and frigid tonight, low ranging from near zero in the city to 10 or 15 below in some rural sections. Tomorrow, some light snow, high temperature about 25. Present KB reading at 16 degrees, humidity 67%. Winds are from the west at 15 miles an hour. Buffalo driving conditions are good. This edition of False Beat News brought to you in cooperation with the Air Force Reserve.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Cuba accused of promoting subversion.
With casts of thousands of sounds, it's the Denny Neverett Show.
That's Abigail Beecher, our history teacher, Freddie Cannon on KB. It's 22 minutes after 6 o'clock in the evening on the Neverett Go Round with Sound. Let's see what's happening around Buffalo Town.
WKBW presents
the KB Community Billboard.
WKBW.
The junior senior high school bands of Orchard Park Central School will present a winter band concert Thursday in the senior high school auditorium starting at 8 o'clock. And the Lackawanna Civic Theater presents Come Blow Your Horn for four nights beginning Thursday. Dress rehearsal will be held Wednesday and will be free for all senior citizens. Curtain time is 8:30 for the dress rehearsal and also for the shows. 20 degrees in our town.
One, two, three, four!
Is a super swinger, and it's yours for just 69 cents this week at Sattler's three record departments, 998 Broadway, Boulevard Mall, and Thruway Plaza. Get your big record of the week and get in on the fun of joining Sattler's Record Club. Membership cards are free for the asking. Join Sattler's Record Club now and be eligible for big daily prizes. One of today's lucky winners is Catherine Page. Catherine Page, congratulations from WKBW. And come to your nearest Sattler Record Department and get a free Beatle LP, Catherine Page. Okay? All right, Beatle.
One, two, three, four!
KB Radio, the sound of the eight Beatles, and I saw her standing there.
What do you mean, Dad, the sound of the eight Beatles?
Oh, we played two records at the same time. You get that strange effect. We're going to try radio first in just a few moments. We're going to have three Beatles records going at the same time. This will either sound great or else your radio will explode. So stand by. That'll happen in just a few moments. But first, a word from Brost Motors.
Dodge is hotter than ever.
Dodge is fourth in sales in New York State.
Brost Dodge has the hottest Dodge deal in town.
See Brost Dodge, 1285 Main Street now.
20 degrees now in Buffalo. Tomorrow night, the KB Yo-Yos play the faculty of Bishop Tyman High School.
Mike's! Mike's!
Grand opening!
Grand opening this week!
The new Mike's Giant Submarine!
Corner Elmwood and Hodge!
Free records, free theater tickets, hundreds of other giveaways during grand opening!
Mike's Giant Submarine Sandwiches, Elmwood and Hodge!
Mike's Main in Chippewa! Mike's 2862 Delaware and Tenmore!
All three open 7 days a week till the wee small hours!
Grand opening this week, Mike's Giant Submarine!
Corner Elmwood and Hodge, now open for delicious business! Mike!
And Mike's is open right now. Right now, Mike's, you can go there, you know, during the day, too. They're not open only, you know, in the evening. They're open during the daytime, too. So if you want to get down there for your lunch, oh, boy, those subs are great. Wow-wee. And then you put the hot peppers on, and boy, you're all set to go. Right now, we're all set to go, if not four, not eight, but 12 Beatles. We'll start them one at a time, and then we'll tell you as we add them. Are you ready? So you can add in your own little homes as we start out with just four Beatles.
One, two, three, four!
How about it? Four Beatles, eight Beatles, 12 Beatles, all at the same time, and they were a little lost in the end there, ladies and gentlemen. They were...
The world is treating me bad.
Yes, sure. You're kidding me? The world's treating you very well, sonny. It's 20 degrees in Buffalo, and hello there, Buffalo Police Department, BPD. I just want to say, I hope you guys get a raise, because I think everybody should get a raise. Who does your nails? The gardener? No, I want to see you guys get a raise. And I also talked to a fireman the other day. And I, you know, we never talk about the firemen. They should get a raise, too. Everybody should get a raise.
That is.
Oh, I wonder you don't get a raise like that. You, yes? You want to get a raise, too? All right, fine. We're putting in for a 10% raise for everybody everywhere. It's 20 degrees in Buffalo, and it's sports time. On the scoreboard, heavyweight champion Sonny Liston and challenger Cassius Clay weigh in at 10:30 tomorrow for their heavyweight title fight tomorrow night at Miami Beach. Liston remains the solid 7-1 choice to whip Clay. Kansas City officials have accepted A's baseball owner Charles Finley's offer to sign a 4-year lease at Municipal Stadium, and veteran offensive star Lou Carpenter has retired as an active player to become an end coach with the Minnesota Vikings. I was thinking, if some of his friends would have told him his problem, maybe he wouldn't be so offensive. Oh, well.
You always know the score.
Bring me water on KB Radio. I was thrown in the jail the other night on Lancaster. They threw me in jail. I have a picture of me behind bars. I look very good behind bars. I really do. Anyway, that was just it was a gag. We were just fooling. So how can they kept me overnight? Now United Men's Store follows up their fantastic George Washington sale with a spectacular $1 day sale today only. Until 9 o'clock tonight, you'll find all sorts of dress shirts for just $1. Huge selection of sport shirts, just $1. Sweaters, just $1. Jackets, just $1. Even Marvin, just $1. No, Marvin is... But anyway, they're having a big dollar sale. It's till 9 o'clock tonight. You still have a lot of time to go to United Men's Store. It's at 3082 Bailey Avenue, all right? It's United's fabulous dollar day sale. They're clearing the store. Big savings and everything. Dollar day sale. You can get shirts or sweaters or jackets for just $1. Doors are open, so hurry to United Men's Store, 3082 Bailey near Kensington, and don't buy everything because I want to meet Marv tonight at about 9 o'clock and buy some whatever is left. I'm going to open my own store. It's 20 degrees in Buffalo. He's an idiot selling these for a dollar. You're kidding. Get $3 for those things. All right, we move till 7 tonight, then Reynolds takes over.
KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Right, starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sapler stores with free KB Fortune Cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB Kooky Fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sapler's with KB Fortune Cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for a kooky fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB Fortune Cookies are here.
And here's a for instance of what you will find in one. WKBW Stan Roberts says, world traveler's wife worry when husband starts to roam.
That must be another one. Pretty bad one.
That's one of the ones we threw away.